From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Commerce Department says housing starts overall fell in July, including large apartment buildings and condos. But single-family homes showed improvement, rising 1.7% in July as compared to the month before. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Builders broke ground on more single-family homes, which is a sign that the housing market is continuing to recover.
This is a good news, bad news report, but on balance, the news was good.
Pat Newport is a housing economist at IHS Global Insights. He says larger construction projects for condos and rental units saw a steep decline, hitting their lowest level on record. But when it comes to regular single-family homes, things seem to be on the mend.
Yes, the overall news from the housing market has been good across the board. Inventories of new and existing homes are coming down. Sales and starts are starting to improve.
Prices have even showed some signs of stabilizing in some areas, though Newport thinks that the ongoing foreclosure crisis will keep pushing prices lower nationally by about another 5%. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
In another report today, the Labor Department said that wholesale prices dropped sharply in July by 0.9%. There have been a number of attacks today in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Afghan officials say at least 7 civilians were killed in that attack. The UN says 3 of the staff, its staff, were among the wounded. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
A Taliban rocket struck the presidential palace here in Kabul first thing this morning, quickly followed by another rocket attack on police headquarters. Within a few hours, a bomb exploded on a major road connecting Kabul to Bagram Air Base, the largest U.S. military base in Afghanistan. The road is in constant use by U.S., NATO, and Afghan troops. The attacks come just days before Afghans are due to vote in a presidential election. U.S. military officials say they expect an increase in the number of attacks ahead of Thursday's vote, and Western and Afghan security forces are on high alert across the country. Still, NATO announced it will suspend offensive military operations in Afghanistan on Election Day. U.S. and NATO forces will launch quick response teams if needed. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Hurricane Bill is gaining strength. Forecasters say the first hurricane of this year's Atlantic season has increased to a Category 2 storm with winds up to 100 miles an hour. Hurricane Bill is expected to become a major storm in the next couple of days with winds of more than 110 miles an hour. Forecasters say Bill is very large, with tropical winds extending out 200 miles and is still well out to sea. It is on track that forecasters say could take it close to Bermuda by the end of the week. They say it is still too early to tell what effect the hurricane might have on the U.S. mainland. Prices are higher on Wall Street. At this hour, the Dow is up by 52 points to 91.88. The Nasdaq up 11 points to 19.41. This is NPR News. The world's largest home improvement retailer reports a slide in profits, but not as bad as its rival. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Tragetz reports.
Home Depot says its earnings fell 7% across the fiscal second quarter. Over 1 year's time, earnings slid from 71 cents to 66 cents a share. In a statement, Home Depot CEO Frank Blake pointed to continued concerns over the soft economy and its effect on the housing market, pressuring consumers. But the Atlanta-based company says when adjusted for the recent closure of its Expo Design stores, results beat Wall Street expectations by about 8 cents a share. And Home Depot's results were better than that of rival Lowe's, which reported its profit fell 19% on weaker-than-expected sales. Home Depot has more than 300,000 workers and 2,200 stores across the country. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tragetz in Atlanta.
According to one Arizona professor, people carrying guns to protest at President Barack Obama's events could be the beginning of a disturbing trend. About a dozen people carrying guns, including one man with a semi-automatic rifle, gathered with protesters outside the convention center in Phoenix where the president was speaking yesterday. At the president's town hall meeting in New Hampshire last week, a man stood outside with a pistol strapped to his leg. Gun rights advocates say that they're exercising their constitutional right, and police say they're not violating any laws. But Northern Arizona University political scientist Fred Solip says guns at political rallies create a chilling effect and inhibit honest communication. The Secret Service says the armed crowd did not change its security plans for the president because they were in a designated public viewing area. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.